asked my friends, what were the times when your life really changed?
Oh, the day I got married.
For me, it was when I became a mother. Life was just never the same again.
When I finished school and I started work.
For me, I'd say when we came to live here.
I think sometimes my body told me when I had reached a new stage, like when I started having periods.
Oh, for me, it was when I stopped having periods. That was a big change, and a good one in many ways.
Really?
Welcome to Women of Hope. I'm Tammy.
And I'm Carol. Thank you for having us today. What did you think about when you heard that question? What were the times when your life really changed? Maybe it was something unexpected. Today, we're going to focus on menopause, a time of life that is expected, but so filled with change. Julie is with us again. You might remember that last time she talked about our menstrual cycle when she was with us. Welcome, Julie.
Thank you, Carol. Hi, it's good to be with you again.
So, Julie, as I get closer to it, I'm so confused. Can you explain what menopause is?
Menopause really means the time when our monthly periods stop permanently. But we often think of it as a time of life around our very last period. It has lots of names, the time of life, the change. The average age of natural menopause is around 51 years, but it can happen much earlier or much later than that.
I know some women are afraid of menopause and think of it as a sickness or a curse. Maybe you can explain what really happens.
Women are born with a limited number of egg cells in their ovaries. After puberty, our ovaries usually release one egg per month. If we don't become pregnant, then a period follows about 2 weeks later. This is our normal menstrual cycle. When a woman's eggs are nearly all used up, then her periods become less often and eventually stop. The ovaries also produce less of the female hormones estrogen and progesterone, and that causes some changes. So menopause is a perfectly natural thing that happens for all women.
Does it usually happen suddenly?
No. Most women find their menstrual cycles become a bit different and less regular leading up to menopause. However, for about 1 in 10 women, their periods stop suddenly. If your periods become very painful, heavy, or troublesome, then see your healthcare worker. They can check for any serious problem and get you some treatment. But everyone experiences menopause differently. It partly depends on a woman's attitude towards menopause. If you're relaxed and accept it, it probably won't be as difficult.
I remember during menopause that I had hot flashes during the day, and I would wake up in the night with my bed sheets soaked. Is this very common?
It is common. My friends at work often complain about these hot flushes. Their face, neck, and chest feel hot suddenly, and the flush lasts a few minutes. They call them power surges instead of hot flushes. It sounds more positive.
Well, I learned to wear clothes and layers so that I could take something off, and I didn't sleep so well. I was always throwing the blankets off, and I really did need to keep the bedroom a lot cooler.
Some women find that hot flushes are triggered by spicy food, smoking, alcohol, and caffeine drinks such as tea, coffee, and cola. So try avoiding these things. I said before that around the time of menopause, a woman's body produces less estrogen. That can make you pass urine more often or have leakage of urine. You might get more urinary infections with stinging pain. Make sure that you drink lots of water, and see your health worker quickly if you have severe pain, or maybe if you think you've got an infection. Women often feel uncomfortable and dry around the vagina during menopause. That's also because you have less estrogen. You can get oils or gels that moisten the area, and they're helpful, especially when you're going to have sex.
My doctor said that your bones become thinner when your estrogen level drops. Is this true?
That's right. As we age, we all gradually lose bone tissue. That makes our bones weaker, especially after menopause. Unfortunately, for some women, this can be very severe and cause osteoporosis. This means that our bones break much more easily, especially if we fall. However, there are simple things we can do to help keep our bones strong.
I know we need foods containing calcium. Dairy products like milk, cheese, and yogurt, which all have lots of calcium. And so do the dark green leafy vegetables. Soybeans and tofu, especially if it's made with extra calcium.
But you know, we also need vitamin D for strong bones. And we get vitamin D from sunlight. So spend a little time in the sunlight each day when you can. And eat your soybeans.
Exercise also strengthens bones, especially weight-bearing exercise like walking. So it's especially important as we get older. But smoking cigarettes makes your bones weaker. And it also can bring on early menopause and make hot flushes worse. Estrogen also protects the heart and blood vessels. After menopause, women no longer have that protection from heart attacks and strokes. But we're less likely to have these problems if we live a healthy lifestyle before and after menopause. That means eating less fat, salt, and sugar. Stopping smoking also helps. And so does exercise, especially weight-bearing exercise. Men and women can look after their heart health.
So, Julie, I suppose if one of those symptoms are severe or begin to affect your life badly, that it would be a really good idea to go see your healthcare worker.
Definitely. And this is important. If it's been more than 12 months since you had a period, and then you have any bleeding from the vagina, you must see your doctor or healthcare worker. This can be the first sign of a serious condition, such as cancer of the womb. Most menopause symptoms are easily treated. It's a natural stage of life that all women go through. However, about 1 in 10 women have symptoms that are severe enough that they need medical help. Of course, that means 9 out of 10 women can manage it themselves. I hope you're one of those 9.
Here on Women of Hope, we're talking with Nurse Julie about what to expect during menopause. Now, Julie, what sort of treatments are there?
There's a medical treatment called HRT, hormone replacement therapy. It's not suitable for every woman or available for everyone. Your doctor will discuss all this with you and give you good advice. Some research shows that regular exercise can be just as good for menopausal symptoms as hormone tablets. It might surprise you to know that lifting weights is one of the best things you can do. Strong women stay younger and fitter at any age.
Well, I have to share with you that my big secret was vitamin B6. I began taking 250 milligrams a day. And it helped me tremendously.
Yes, the B vitamins help your general health and your mood. They don't actually change your hormones.
What about natural treatments? Are there any out there?
Eating soybeans regularly seems to produce a mild, natural effect like estrogen. There are lots of herbal remedies, and some women have found these to be helpful. However, these traditional treatments can also be harmful to some women and they can have dangerous interactions with other medicines. So if you want to try a herbal treatment, it's important to discuss it with your healthcare worker first. They should continue to work with you to manage your symptoms. There's no one treatment. Every woman is different.
I've often heard people say that menopause makes you very grumpy. Is that true?
Oh, Tammy, you have to remember, I had mood swings during menopause. I felt badly for my family. I would go from being very emotional to being silly and then easily angry all of a sudden.
Oh.
My husband and I explained it to our two teenagers so that they wouldn't think that it was their fault. My husband was my hero. He always assured me that this would pass and that it would be better once I was finally through menopause. And you know what? It was.
Not all women suffer, but some do feel low, moody, or anxious around this time of life. They can find it harder to concentrate. Women often feel less interested in sex because of the symptoms we've mentioned. These changes can really affect your life and relationships. It's a good idea to talk things through with your husband if it's affecting your marriage. It's a time when you both need to consider each other's needs.
Of course, menopause often happens at the same time as women who are facing other big changes. These can be difficult and painful times because perhaps your children are leaving home, you're caring for elderly relatives, a family member may be dying, or you or your husband may be retiring. So it can be a tough time.
If you feel down, you're not alone. Other women can feel this way too. It's a great idea to talk to someone about how you feel. Friends and relatives are a great support, but it might help to see a doctor or healthcare worker. Sometimes tablets for low mood can be very helpful through this time of change.
You know, we often talk on Women of Hope about the benefits of a healthy lifestyle. It can certainly make menopause easier. Julie suggested the same things we often talk about. What we eat matters. It's good to eat a variety of food that are low in fat and salt, but very high in calcium. That will strengthen the heart and the bones at this stage of your life. Regular weight-bearing exercises matters as well because it stimulates hormones. It helps us sleep and it strengthens our bones, and then that makes us less anxious. Smoking makes all of those symptoms worse, as well as all of the other bad side effects. So there are really simple things that we can do to help ourselves.
When my friend went through menopause, she said she suddenly felt she was getting old. Her joints ached and her hair and skin seemed dull. She really went through depression.
You know, I suppose it's a sign of getting older. But is that so bad? Are women only valuable and attractive if they have smooth skin, shiny hair, and can have babies? I don't think so. And neither does my husband, and neither does God. Older women can be wise because they have a lot of experience, and they can be attractive in many different ways. Maybe after menopause, people come to value us as whole people, and not just for our babies or our work or even our looks.
I agree, Carol. And it makes a big difference how you think about menopause. If you think it's the end of your sexual relationship with your husband or that you don't have anything to contribute, of course you'll feel depressed. If you think you're only valuable if you're young and fertile, you're bound to feel worthless. But you can also see it as a new beginning. Many women feel more free. They no longer have to deal with a menstrual cycle. They don't have to worry about getting pregnant. For some women, their marriages improve as they have more time to spend together and as they help each other through the challenges of this time. And once the menopause is all finished, most women feel strong and healthy and start a really good new stage of life. You can take up new interests. Menopause can be the start of 10, 20, or 30 years of creative, productive time in your work or family life.
It certainly can. We've been chatting about menopause and how we deal with getting older. So, how do you feel about getting older?
You know, Carol, it's interesting how different cultures see older people. In the West, well, we often value youth, beauty, and energy. I know people who are really scared of losing their looks or losing the jobs that give them status, importance. Young people sometimes think that older people can't keep up with the times, especially with all of the new technologies. But in many traditional cultures, older people have a lot of power and respect. The old people carry the memories of the community and know the skills that they need to live. They have seen a lot of life, and they can make wise decisions for their communities and families.
You know, Timmy, I think that's exactly what it was like at the time of the Lord Jesus Christ and his followers, about 2,000 years ago. The message of Jesus spread quickly, and the new believers in Jesus needed to learn how to live as Christians. They came from different backgrounds, and they saw things in different ways.
We've often talked about Paul, one of the first leaders of Christians. He traveled about, risking his life to bring the good news about Jesus. One of the places Paul visited was the large island of Crete in the Mediterranean Sea. He had a friend with him, Titus. Titus had been a pagan, not a Jew. They preached that God would welcome anyone, whether they were Jews or pagans, when they put their trust in the Lord Jesus Christ. Many people welcomed their message, but most of them really didn't understand very much about God because they used to worship idols. The people of Crete were famous for all the wrong reasons. They were known as lazy, immoral, dishonest, gluttons, and drunkards, so they had a lot to learn. Titus had been taught well, so Paul left him there in Crete to help the new believers in Jesus. Sometime later, Paul wrote a letter to Titus. It's in the Bible, God's holy word. He reminded Titus that elders or leaders in these groups must be respected by all, not arrogant or quick-tempered, not drinkers or greedy for money. They needed to understand the message and hold to it firmly, encouraging others. Paul told Titus to teach the older men, the younger men, and the older women.
I wonder why Paul didn't tell Titus to teach the younger woman. Perhaps he was a single man and it wouldn't have been proper for him to mix with the younger woman.
That could be the reason. But the young women needed to learn. Let me read you some of Paul's letter. Instruct the older men to be sober, sensible, and self-controlled, to be strong in their faith, love, and endurance. In just the same way, instruct the older women to behave as women should who lead a holy life. They must not slander others or be addicted to wine.
So the standard was the same for men and for women. They all needed to live holy lives, to be self-controlled and respected by all, and set a good example. That reminds me that God loves women as much as men, and we women need to be following God's ways just as much as men do. We each need to trust God and obey Him each day.
That's right. Now listen to what Paul wrote next about those older women. They must teach what is good in order to train the younger women to love their husbands and children, to be self-controlled and pure, and to be good housewives who respect their husbands so that no one will speak evil of the message that comes from God.
Isn't it interesting? Paul trusted Titus to teach the truth, and he trusted these older women to pass that truth along to the younger women. Apparently, these Cretan girls were not used to being self-controlled, pure, or working hard for their husbands and children. Remember, they were famous for being lazy, greedy, and immoral.
Yes, this was a big responsibility for the older women. Titus reminded them to set a good example, not just tell others what to do. They had to live holy lives, to mind their own business and not be gossiping behind others' backs or getting drunk. And all this was so that the message of God's love through Jesus could be passed on to others. That's important for us as followers of Jesus. Whether we're young or old, the way we act should make others want to know about Jesus, not run away from him.
You know, I'm so grateful that older woman taught me to follow Jesus and showed me how to be a good wife and mother and worker. Now I'm getting older, I ask God to help me to pass it on to my daughters and other young women.
I wonder who teaches you and who you teach in turn. Perhaps we women of hope can help you to follow Jesus and understand God's word. If you have questions, we'll try to answer them, and we'd love to hear about you and your life.
You can write to us in care of this station or at TWR Women of Hope. The email address is twrwomenofhope@twr.org. That's twrwomenofhope@twr.org. Or if you've missed a program or you want to hear it again, visit our website, twrwomenofhope.org, or visit our Facebook page. We do hope you will be with us again. Have a great week, filled with God's blessings.
Goodbye, and God bless you.